One of the heroes in Saturday's first Browns win of the season was Jamie Meter, and getting a lot of attention because he's a hometown boy and blocked that field goal in the fourth quarter that allowed the Browns to secure that win.
Right, they beat San Diego 20-17, so they will not have a winless season.
Right, no parade.
No parade. I would have liked to have seen those guys who want to have a parade suggested to the face of Jamie Meter, 6'2", 308 pounds, and Joe Thomas, 6'5", 300 pounds, and see if they wanted to kind of, you know, mock these guys with the parade.
Right. Well, what Jamie Meter did was really something else, and I'd never even heard of him before.
Right. He's one of these guys that he's a local player from Parma Heights Valley Forge. And he was a pretty good player in high school and a very good wrestler, by the way. Number 2 ranked the state of Ohio heavyweight wrestler. But as Jamie would say, he and school were not on great terms. You know, not that he was dumb, he just didn't do the stuff. So all of a sudden, it's time for him to want to go play football, and there's no scholarship for him.
Okay.
So Lee Owens, who's a friend of mine, coach at Ashland University, have been looking at Jamie for a while, talking to the coaches, talking to parents, realized this kid just was messing around, really wasn't, it's not like he couldn't do the work. So they set him up to go to Tri-C Junior College for a semester, see how he did. So now all of a sudden, he's out, he can't play football that fall.
Really?
He has to sit out at Tri-C and get his grades.
Oh, he had to prove himself.
Right. Then he got his grades, then he went to Ashland, and then he played 4 years there. But I said, well, Lee, how did he take to it right away? He goes, you know, he got down here and he started bad habits again. All of a sudden, the first were great to open the season. He misses like 2 classes. So I call him in. I go, you're not playing. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, you're not playing. I'm not going to decide how much you're not going to play. You want a starting job, but I'm not starting. If you're not going to go to class, we're not going through this. So he said, I sat him out the first quarter with the proviso being, you know, if you miss more classes, it's worse.
Yeah.
He said, really, that was the end of it. They had set up study tables and things for him. Well, anyway, he played 4 years at Ashland, graduates with a degree in criminal justice.
Wow.
And then, by the way, make a good cop, you would think, 6'3", 208 pounds, or 308 pounds. Yeah, get some attention.
Right.
Now, he is a Division II All-American. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Now, Lee Owens had coached at Akron U, and he coached at Ohio State. So he had seen big-time players.
Yeah.
And he was trying to tell NFL scouts, look, he can play in the league. You know, I know what this kind of player looks like. He can play in the league. Nobody drafts him.
Oh.
You know, and this is that he becomes what's called like a priority free agent. And you see this periodically. Like the Browns have a kid, Isaiah Crowell, who went to a Division II school, didn't get drafted. He started at Georgia, had some problems, transferred out, but then played the next couple of years at some D2 school, did fine, Alabama State, I believe it was. And then, you know, the Browns picked him up as an undrafted free agent. So this does happen in the NFL. So Jamie hooks up with a Cleveland agent named Neil Cornridge, who's calling everybody they know. Dean Pease is the defensive coordinator at Kent State. In fact, Dean was at Akron part of the time when Lee Owens was coaching at Akron. I mean, Dean Pease was the head coach at Kent State part of the time when Lee Owens was at Akron. They all know each other. He's telling them, look, this Meter kid, bring him in. They look at some tape. So the Ravens bring him in. He makes the team. He's on the practice squad, but at midseason they have a roster problem. They cut him. Now, I have often been critical of Ray Farmer, the former general manager. But the day after he was cut by the Ravens, Meter, Ray Farmer picks him up. This is late in the 2014 season.
Oh.
He just plays like one or two games then. Last year, 2015, he played in about every game, never started. This year now he starts. He started most of the games as a defensive tackle. I mean, look, we're not talking about a great player.
Right.
But think about where he was.
Yeah, nowhere.
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon said a couple things to me. He goes, after his first year at Ashland, where it was established that, you know, he could play, he says, you know what a lot of kids do? They transfer to Division I school. They sit out a year and then because they're trying to get drafted or whatever. He said another thing that he respected about Jamie is a lot of kids, when they think they have even an outside shot at being drafted, the minute their season is over, they stop going to class and they go to all this prepare for the workout things and
right.
all these special. He didn't. He made sure he finished.
Wow.
So, you know, it's been a nice story, and Jamie had to work his way up. That's why Joe Thomas, if you remember his post-game press conference after they won, when he goes, you know, how about the pierogi prince from Parma blocking that?
You that's
know,
what they. That's what he calls him.
Yeah. You know, and he went on. Yeah, when he goes see the polka thing, he's playing the accordion. But it was his turn. Then he went into this. You know, Jamie came up the hard way. He's what we're about. So it was, to me, the Browns winning the game was even a nicer story because one of the heroes was this guy from Parma that nobody wanted, Ashland College, and makes it the hard way. Walks the field goal.
Now, is he? Do you think he'll continue to be a starter, or is this just because, you know?
Well, he certainly will play on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem for guys like Jamie is they're okay, and mm-hmm. so you're always trying to get better than Jamie. But guys like Jamie, you know, you like to have five or six defensive linemen, even if you're only playing three at a time. They tend to really have jobs. They could play a long time if they stay healthy and do the things they're supposed to do. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this guy already now he's had two full seasons. Plus part of a third. So he's already basically hit the average NFL career, which is 3 years.
Wow. Yeah.
But I anticipate he'll be playing more. I think the Browns will bring him back. And I guess, you know, go to Parma and play the polka. And he's Kobasi. I don't know what he does there.
The pierogies, right?
There you go. And the pierogies and the whole thing. And Joe Thomas will be happy.
Yeah. It's kind of a cool story. And it was neat to see him on the field and, you know, making a big deal about the hometown guy. It's kind of cool.
Right. And I like the fact that, you know, he has stayed very loyal to Lee Owens and Ashland because he said, well, no other school was interested in him. They were. So he's down there all the time, like helping them with their recruiting and signing autographs. And then, like, Lee Owens is very excited. All of a sudden, somebody sends him a message, his phone. He said he had just got out of church Saturday afternoon. And first of all, he got all these messages. He didn't watch the Browns game that day. And he said all of a sudden, you know, Jamie's the hero. Then he gets another one. I guess in one of the editions of the New York Times, they have Jamie blocking the field goal.
Right.
So there's the Ashland kid blocking the field goal.
That is cool.
So that is. And the fact, I think, that he graduated, I thought, in criminal justice, I mean, it's a real major. It's mm-hmm. significant mm-hmm. for a kid that probably people said, oh, you would never graduate.
Yeah. Cool story. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.